Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
This week, Marianne is going to be talking about something that you know is one of my favorite subjects. Because I look forward to this every year, moving the clocks ahead by an hour. Marianne, I think you're aware that I have a little bit of trouble with this every spring.
Yeah, I am very aware of that, Bob, that you don't like daylight saving time, and so are all your listeners. But I've been doing a little psychological research as to why some people like you have trouble with it, and I also have a few ideas to share about how to adjust.
Never too early for me to hear about that. It's a week from this Sunday, isn't it? All right. You're not going to tell me to start waking up an hour earlier now, right? Because those kinds of tips we already know.
Yeah, right. We don't need to know those tips. But first, let's get into what are people like you, Bob, what are people really mad about? Okay? Because it comes down to that. People are just mad. So here are a few things that people are mad about. The illusion of control. We like thinking that we're in charge of our schedules, and daylight saving time is a reminder that we're not. Somewhere, someone moved the time, and that irritates people. People who need predictability to feel safe. I think you fall under that category.
Maybe.
So it's not just the hour, it's the lack of consent. All right, the next one is aging. Spring forward is cute until you realize how many times you have sprung forward. Time is moving, and it's funny when you're 12 years old, but it's different if you've watched decades of time moving. So daylight saving time is a very loud reminder that time does not wait, and people don't like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like birthdays when you get to a certain point.
Yeah, exactly. Right. That's a good analogy. All right. So what about this? The routine disruption. People are mad about that, too, because humans love patterns. Wake up, coffee, news, bed. And then daylight saving pokes the pattern. And some people view this disruption as a threat. And it actually feels bigger than it really is. Loss aversion. Okay, so behavioral psychology tells us that we hate losing more than we enjoy gaining. So we obsess over that lost hour. You obsess over that lost hour instead of celebrating the longer evening light. It's mental bias.
I guess that doesn't explain, though, why I have the same problem when we move the clocks back an hour. Although I do enjoy that more, but I still get discombobulated.
Right, but you still are happy because it's going to be darker longer.
Well, I'm happy because you get an extra hour in your weekend.
Okay, that's just one weekend of your life. All right, the next one is resistance to expansion. Extra daylight means more possibility, more activity, more doing. And some people are perfectly content in winter cocoon mode. Even my mom, who's in Miami, she does not like having the extra hour of daylight because she can't put her dog to bed, you know, that early, because the dog, of course, is not going to go to bed when it's light out. So people do get discombobulated, like you say. So it's really not about the clocks. It's about change. So what do you do to feel in control? These are some tips that hopefully you have not already said, Bob. But one of them is to zoom out. Ask, is it a real problem or a temporary discomfort? So most daylight saving outrage expires within 72 hours. So do most irritations in life. So, you know, think about it that way. Perspective reduces panic.
It's about 72 days.
Yeah, that's almost enough time for the next change, right? Create one anchor. So when schedules shift, don't overhaul everything. Choose one thing that doesn't change, like your morning walk or an evening tea or a workout time or a phone call. So, you know, you get some stability. The next thing is flip the frame. Instead of I lost an hour, try what do I get from this? Longer evenings, more outdoor time, more light. So it doesn't deny inconvenience to, you know, to reframe it that way, but it changes how you feel about it. And practice micro flexibility. So flexibility is a muscle. So start small. Go to a different coffee shop. Take a new route home. Shift dinner by 20 minutes. So, because if you can handle tiny changes, you can handle bigger ones. And
what if you hate all change?
Yeah. You say you hate all change, but Bob, you have benefited from change so much.
Well, I'm not saying I don't benefit, but I don't like it. I go kicking and screaming.
You're like a little kid. Okay. Last but not least, remember that you have adjusted before. You have survived job changes, right?
Yeah, I think I remember a few of those.
Move-ins, move-outs, technology upgrades, barely. Airplane delays, children. You can survive a clock. So it's not about sleep. It's just about adapting. So people who adjust fastest aren't the least tired. They're just the most adaptable.
Okay, I'll remember that a week from Sunday. I do adapt. Just takes me a few months.
Yes.
What's on Savvy Planet?
Well, you know, I've been trying to eat fewer carbs lately and, you know, getting ready for the summer swimsuit season. And, you know, this has become one of my go-tos. I just love this meal. It's honey and ginger beef lettuce cups. It's delicious tasting ground beef, sweet and gingery, and then you place it in a lettuce cup and you eat it like a wrap. So you're not eating like all the carbs of a regular wrap or bread or whatever. And I love meal prepping this one because I make it early in the week and then have leftovers that are easy to prepare for lunch, snacks, and sometimes even breakfast.
Sign up, SavvyPlanet.com. Put a dash between the savvy and the planet and get all of Marianne's fabulous recipes, plus info on any topic we discuss here on WGN. And right now, you can get a free mocktails recipe book that has a mocktail for every month of the year. Go to Savvy-Planet.com. You know what? Why don't we move the clocks ahead an hour like this weekend so I'll be ready for next weekend?
Okay, yeah, you do that. Just don't count me in on any of your plans because you'll be off.
Yeah, that means Monday I'll be starting the show here at 5, I guess.